had longed for another child and had had their hopes dashed several times through the years, but this time Elizabeth carried the child without complications and eventually gave birth to a girl named Elizabeth Rose in the middle of the summer in 1792. The couple were delighted with the addition, but Elizabeth never recovered her strength, and only a few months later, Thomas buried her in the family crypt. Jonathan was at Eton, having returned to school for the Michaelmas term, but no matter how much he begged, he was not permitted to return home as his mother grew weaker and eventually died. When he did come home at the end of the Easter term the following year, he learned his father had remarried while he was away. Francis Gardner Patterson Bennett was less than half his father's age, only 21 to his father's 42. It was clearly not a love match, for Thomas Bennett could scarcely stand to be in company with his wife and had little to say to his son on the subject of the match or how it came to be. Jonathan did his best to befriend the young lady and her daughter, for she brought with her a 3-year-old daughter named Jane, but the new Mrs. Bennett wanted little to do with either of her stepchildren. This left her mother-in-law, Mrs. Eleanor Bennett, to be responsible for the infant Elizabeth. When it became clear that Fanny Bennett had no interest in learning how to be a proper mistress of the estate, Eleanor moved herself and Elizabeth into the dower cottage on the grounds of Longbourn. Pleased to have gained control of the household so easily, or at least it seemed so to her, the new mistress of Longbourn frequently expressed the hope that she would quickly become with child and prayed openly for a son to become heir of the Bennett estate. When others attempted to silence her on the subject, since a second son could not replace a first son, she ignored them. Soon Jonathan came to despise his stepmother and avoided her whenever possible. At the end of that summer, he began his first term at Cambridge and actively sought ways to stay away from Longbourn, often visiting friends or his new uncle, who was establishing a business in London. Edward Gardner, who was only a few years older than Jonathan, had attempted to correct his sister many times on the subject of the inheritance and to persuade her to befriend the son and heir, but it had been to no avail. On the subject of her husband's children, Francis Bennett had nothing good to say. Although Jonathan seldom returned home, he maintained a frequent correspondence with his father, grandmother, and Elizabeth's nurse until she grew old enough to write letters herself. Occasionally, Thomas Bennett travelled to visit his son in Cambridge and later in London, but Jonathan's visits to Longbourn were brief and infrequent. Often, Thomas brought his daughter Elizabeth along to see her brother, and the two were as close as a brother and sister so separated by age could be. The Gardners became steadfast friends to the Bennets, perhaps in part due to the harsh treatment Edward's sister inflicted on the children from her husband's first marriage. However, early in 1808, everything changed when Thomas Bennett succumbed to a sudden illness. During their marriage, Mrs. Bennett had given birth 3 more times, but each child was a daughter, not the son she had hoped for. With no male child to challenge the position of her stepson, she was left with no choice upon her husband's death but to accept the provisions made by her stepson. Although Francis Bennett had made no effort to befriend her husband's son, Jonathan still fulfilled his duty to support her as his father's widow. However, he refused to indulge her extravagant spending as his father had done. In the months that followed, their frequent arguments often ended with the lady swooning dramatically when Jonathan stood firm against her demands. These were ignored for the dramatics they were, and did nothing to persuade the new master to do as the lady wished. Shortly after his year of mourning ended, Jonathan attended a village assembly, where he reconnected with Charlotte Lucas, the oldest daughter of a neighbour, Sir William Lucas. Less than 2 months later, the two married, sparking a new wave of conflict at Longbourn. The widow was unwilling to relinquish her role as mistress of the estate, but the new master was equally determined that his wife would assume her rightful place. While Mrs. Bennett protested loudly and persistently, Jonathan's resolve did not waver. Frustrated, Frances ultimately chose to move into her brother's home in Meryton. Mr. Phillips, the local solicitor, was far from pleased to have his wife's sister as a permanent house guest in their small home. Along with her came her 20-year-old daughter from her first marriage, Jane Patterson.